This is what Chicago sounds like, supported by Goose Island. With their new Chicago-style ale, Born and Raised. The first edition of tap handles were hand-painted by Chicago artist Nate Otto. Learn more at gooseisland.com/born and raised. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Logan Square.
Logan Square.
Rogers Park Pills.
From Pilsen Neighborhood.
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport.
Humboldt Park.
Jefferson Park.
From La Villita.
Ukrainian Village.
My name is Gloria Talamantes, Glow One. I am a graffiti artist, educator, and neighborhood journalist. And this is what Chicago sounds like. I was born in Chicago in the Little Village neighborhood. I enjoy a variety of things in La Villita, from the smells to the sounds. Just being surrounded by nature, a lot of big trees, and walking and saying hello, good mornings, good afternoons to the neighbors felt really natural. I just feel like it's home. Growing up in Chicago has been both challenging and rewarding. I believe the most challenging part has been able to figure out the language to describe some of the injustices and some of the racial tensions that have existed and the segregation. I think that was very challenging. Up until now, I'm still learning to describe things and learning how to process things. But it's also rewarding to grow up here in Chicago. I believe that it's a very diverse city. There are a lot of good things that happen in Chicago. Particularly, the artist community is a very solid community, and I've found my home with them, my chosen family. My name is Gloria Talamantes, Glow One. I'm a graffiti artist, educator, and community journalist, and this is what Chicago sounds like. What I love about Chicago is the food, of course. I feel like you can drive anywhere or take the train anywhere to find good authentic dishes. I really love the people that make up Chicago, particularly like the everyday people, right? Like the people that you see coming out of the grocery store and or neighbors who you bump into. And that's a very Chicago thing to do, is to just begin to talk to a stranger and tell them your story and or, you know, learn from each other. I think that's what I love about Chicago. My name is Gloria Talamantes. I am a graffiti artist, educator, and community journalist, and this is what Chicago sounds like. My art is a variety of things. I write, and I also do graffiti lettering and public art, visual art mostly. I utilize my art to educate about history, and I think that organically has evolved into me wanting to take action in a variety of ways, like whether it's bringing awareness to something that's happening, activating spaces, public spaces, to make sure that they're not privatized. When you see my visual art, there's like definitely a street flavor to it. But it's also very soft. I feel like the city kind of shaped that for me. It's made me really hard on the outside, but very soft on the inside. Both good and bad things, I guess. Bad because it has taken me a lot to foster trustworthy relationships. But good because when these relationships are created, they are solid and they're worth the time of nurturing. My name is Gloria Talamantes, Glow One. I am a graffiti artist, educator, and community journalist, and this is what Chicago sounds like. At the end of the day, I would like to provide a peace of mind that you don't have to leave the neighborhood to become your best self. I've always wanted to be that person that I needed when I was younger. And what I would like to give back to my community is the knowledge and the skills that I have in order for them to do as they wish to do with them to become also better humans. My name is Gloria Talamantes, and this is What Chicago Sounds Like.